You'll turn to Numbers chapter 11 for confession today. We're going to look at the first six verses. Numbers chapter 11. Starting in verse 1, and the people complained in the hearing of the Lord about the misfortunes. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some outlying parts of the camp. Then the people cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. So the name of that place was called Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned among them. And now the rabble was among them, had a strong craving. And the people of Israel also wept again and said, oh, that we had meat to eat. Remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there's nothing at all but this manna to look at. Now compare that to what Mark, as he's been leading us through Exodus, compare that with what we've learned in Exodus 1. We know that in, we covered a few important verses as we think about that complaining. It says, now the there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph, and he said to these people, behold, the people of Israel are too many and too mighty for us. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply, and if war breaks out, they join in our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land. Therefore they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with heavy burdens. And things got so bad, we learned that then Pharaoh commanded all his people, every son that is born to the Hebrews you shall cast out into the Nile, but you shall let every daughter live. So we know that the children of Israel were forced, despised and forced into slavery. We know that the young males were murdered. And sometimes when I read the Bible, I'm guilty of really not pondering what I read. Many psychologists think the worst thing that can happen to an adult is the death of one of their children, our child. And when children are born, I don't know, it's like parents get this supernatural love. And it's hard to explain, but we have a lot of young babies that run around the church, and I think about that. But you're born with this incredible love. We loved our children as much when they were born as we love them today. So to think that the people of Israel had watched their young male babies being murdered, and if you take a second to reflect upon that atrocity, and then you compare that with the complaints they're saying now in Numbers 11, it seems kind of strange a little bit. You know, first of all, complaining is a sin. And we must remember truths about sin. All sin is a lie. All Satan tries to convince us that something is better than God. And the consequences for it will not be that bad. They'll be good for that sin. As we know, that's not true. Sin distorts our mind. Sin hardens our heart. So when we complain, here's what I found out when I complained. We magnify or overemphasize the problems of today, and we minimize the victories or deliverance from the past. So after being enslaved as slaves and being under harsh treatment and watching their children murdered, really the complaints of Israel seem a little juvenile or ridiculous, really. But you know what? If I'm honest with you today, I see myself in the children of Israel. The Lord has delivered me from some difficult things in my life. So when I encounter setbacks, though, I've seen myself do that same thing where I overemphasize the problems of that today and I minimize the deliverance. So as we go to confession today, have you allowed the sin of complaining or negativity to warp how you think? As Mark leads us through the study of the children of Israel, you know what I think we'll do? I think that we'll find ourselves in this study. When we hear them complaining, I really believe that a lot of us will find ourselves. Let's confess our sins to the Lord. Father, please convict me of my complaining attitude and my battle of negativity. Sin is seeking something other than you, Lord. Help me not to find my joy and happiness in the healing or deliverance, but help me to find my joy and happiness in the great healer and deliverer. Remind me that I was blind and dead in my sin until you transformed me with grace. This incredible miracle should prevent me from being negative or complaining. I pray for Mark as he leads today. May the Holy Spirit of our mighty God speak through him as we study your holy word. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.